The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Hello, Rolene.
I think I join you with tears of emotion and the rest of the world. What an extraordinary, extraordinary rescue, an extraordinary day. You know, our hearts do still feel for the Thai Navy SEAL who sadly lost his life during the rescue. But what a miracle, what a monumentous moment for Thailand, for these boys, and I think for the whole world.
You know, I was actually saying earlier, and I was reading from
Isaiah.
Yes, it was Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4. And you know what that says, Rolene? It says that God, he will judge between the nations and arbitrate for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will no longer take up the sword against nation, nor train again for war. There were special forces units that got together for this. And we've seen it. We've seen it since Haiti. And I was actually saying earlier how Israel is always the first on the scene to offer rescue, aid, support, followed very, very quickly by other countries around the world. And there are literally military units and armies that are sent in to help rescue and save humanity. We see it. We saw it in Tibet. We saw it in Haiti. We've seen it all around the world in these natural disasters. And when I sit back and I look at this, I think this is messianic. I know that you are hard news, but I just need to share this with you. Like, I feel so overwhelmed by it.
Well, this is a hard news story. This is a news story that has captured the world's attention for the last week or so. And, you know, it shows the best of humanity. And as much as, you know, we report every day on things that are difficult and breaking news. And, you know, I'm a little bit like you. I quite prefer the breaking news that is positive. You know, unfortunately for many news networks, that's not what sells. But I think for humanity, it's the good news which we need and what should sell. And really, you know, when I see our young men and women in their uniforms, I don't just think of them as the defenders of our country, but I think of them as the pride of our nation. Because as you've just so rightly said, whenever there is a natural disaster, even in countries where we don't have formal diplomatic ties, we are the first on scene to offer aid and to offer rescue, to the point where we have even been awarded by the United Nations, that doesn't have the greatest record when it comes to dealing with issues related to Israel, but they also stand back in awe at the incredible job that our rescue services, and it spans across a variety of units, the medical corps, the home front command, the elite reconnaissance, and out of that comes these incredible companies like MaxTech, where our technology has been used quite substantially to ensure that there was constant communication between the boys and those who were rescuing them. And I know that I received on social media a lot of comments from people, and I really want to appeal to our listeners, like, let's not always jump to conclusions to assume that Israel's not regarded, or that Israel, or there isn't coverage, but there has been extensive coverage yet again, in awe of the incredible, not just our rescue services and our ability, but the Yiddish seichel, the know-how that makes these technologies happen, that change the world and save lives, quite literally, as we've seen in Thailand.
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. Let's get to some other news. Israel has put Al Quds TV channel on the terror blacklist. What is Al Quds TV?
Well, Al Quds TV is a TV channel that, according to our defense ministry and to the security services, and according to them, and this is coming from Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman, he says, according to up-to-date, reliable, cross-checked and diverse intelligence, Al Quds is a propaganda wing of Hamas, and they represent a platform for distributing the terror organization's messages. So basically what he is saying is that they are a propaganda tool, they are a tool that that Hamas uses quite effectively to incite, to spew hatred, and to rally the call against the state of Israel and for acts of terror or violence against the state of Israel. And they have put Al-Quds effectively on the terror watch list. Now, Hamas have responded to that by saying that what Israel's doing is affecting the freedom of speech, which is quite laughable coming from Hamas, who were very, very quick to shut down a woman's channel, saying, no, 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 it did not have the appropriate licensing. And, you know, Hamas are not exactly renowned for their freedom of speech or expression. But the defense ministry saying that they're going to add this to the growing list of terror organizations for their ability to incite.
Rolene, we are out of time, but very, very quickly, Dizengoff Fountain has returned under the cover of night. Where did it go?
Well, covertly and overtly, we don't know where it went, but it was taken out of Dizengoff Street to make way for traffic, and under the cover of night, as like, and I think this is the, as only I think the Mossad could do, Kathy, the fountain is back. It still has to have its glorious colors painted back on, but this landmark of Tel Aviv has returned.
Oh, Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov.
Does that mean it's going to be easier to cross Dizengoff Square now, because it was a mess?
I'm not too sure. Listen, is it ever a good time to cross any road in Israel with this traffic?
Well, if you don't, if you don't move immediately as the light turns, you just hear this barrage of hooting.
Rolene Moggs, that is where we leave it tonight. Thank you so much. And go check out that video if you haven't seen it, of the final five boys or four boys being taken in the ambulance. It's very, very emotional. Anyway, have a good evening, and we will catch up with you tomorrow night.